Beloved radio friends, we greet you in the precious and the worthy name of our beloved Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. We welcome you once again to the ministry of God's precious and our Savior's holy word. We particularly rejoice that we have the opportunity of seeking to present by God's grace and help some thoughts regarding the person of Christ. The theme text that we have been taking for this present series of messages, we repeat again from Matthew chapter 22 and verse 42, where the Lord Jesus asks a question. The question was asked of those who were his enemies, but it is a question that we can ask our own hearts today and listen to his voice saying, "What think ye of Christ?" How blessedly important it is that our thoughts of Christ should be according to the Word of God. We've had the joy of considering some of the truth relating to His blessed person, His pre-existence, His incarnation, His atoning death, His resurrection. And now today, for the messages of the week, we will consider the present administration of our Lord Jesus in heaven above, where he now is. First of all, we must and do consider the blessed ascension of our Lord Jesus to heaven. May I repeat it? Too many of us, naturally, concerned about the things of life below, little realize the importance of our Lord's ascension and his glorification and his present work of administration in heaven. But let us prove, first of all, that he is in heaven, and his ascension to heaven is imperative to recognize, confess, and understand and believe. We have the declaration of Mark, written in his Gospel, where Mark writes at the closing of his Gospel that Jesus was received up into heaven and sat down on the right hand of God. Let us repeat it. It is the declaration of the Gospel writer at the close of his message, the Gospel according to Mark, that he declares that Jesus was received up into heaven and sat down on the right hand of God. Let us also confirm the fact that the Gospel according to Luke reveals the same precious truth. Luke writes of it in chapter 24 and verse 51, the closing chapter of his Gospel. As Jesus blessed them, as he was thus departing from them, while he blessed them, he was parted from them, and Luke declares he was carried up into heaven. May I repeat with emphasis that the believer should fix his and her heart upon the blessed fact and the glorious truth as to where our Lord Jesus is. He was carried up into heaven. The angels in chapter 1 of the book of the Acts, as they talk to the disciples following his ascension, even they declare that this same Jesus is taken up from you into heaven. He is there in heaven at the right hand of God. The beloved Apostle Paul teaches the same blessed truth. We read the words of the Apostle, two occasions where we find him writing in the book of the Hebrews. Chapter 1, verse 3, we read these wonderful words, that when Jesus had by himself purged our sins, he sat down on the right hand of the Majesty on high. Confirming the declaration in chapter 4 and verse 14, the same beloved apostle declares we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. May I present to you the blessed truth, the important fact? Our Lord Jesus, according to Paul's writing in the Epistle of the Hebrews, has left this world following his great work of redemption upon the cross and he is now seated in heaven above on the right hand of the majesty of God upon high. What a joy to recognize where he is. May I also refer to the fact that even Peter tells us in 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 22 that Jesus is gone into heaven and is on the right hand of God. My beloved radio friend, do you and I often think as we should do, where the Lord Jesus is now? On the right hand of God in heaven above. Yes, he was upon the earth. He wended his way from the manger to the cross, buried in the tomb, raised again the third day, manifested himself alive for 40 days following his resurrection, and then he returned back to heaven above. So Mark, the Apostle Luke, the angels, and the Apostle Paul and the Apostle Peter, they all declare where the Lord Jesus is, he has ascended back to heaven above. But shall we not also consider the blessed fact that the Lord Jesus himself predicted that he would go back to heaven? We read the words of the Lord Jesus, speaking as he did, recorded in John chapter 6, verse 62. Speaking to the multitude that was around him at that occasion. What if ye shall see the Son of Man ascend up where he was before? My beloved, may I impress upon you the fact the Lord Jesus not only states where he came from, where he was before he came to the earth, but the fact that he says, I'm going back again, I shall ascend up where I have been before. Does not this give us two blessed truths? The truth of his pre-existence, as well as the blessed truth of his present habitation in the presence of God above with that body of human glory. May I quote the words that we find written by the Apostle John in his Gospel, chapter 13, and verse 1. Where in the entrance of that chapter, John declares that Jesus knew that his hour was come, that he should depart out of this world unto the Father. Oh, my beloved radio friend, may I state again, when the Lord Jesus completed the work of redemption, when he finished the work that the Father had given him to do, as John has well written, on that occasion in the upper room before his betrayal, his trial and his crucifixion, Jesus knew that the hour had come that he should depart out of this world back unto the Father. Oh, beloved, may I repeat with emphasis, what do we think of Christ? Do we meditate? Do we collect our thoughts from the Holy Scripture regarding his person? And now on this blessed theme that we touch upon today, his blessed ascension, he has gone back to heaven itself. We quote again the words of the Lord Jesus, John chapter 16 and verse 28, where we find the Savior declaring, I came forth from the Father and am come into the world. Again, I leave the world and go to the Father. Three blessed truths he reveals in this one verse of Scripture. First, where he came from. He came from the Father. Where he came to. He came to this world. Where he went. I leave the world and go to the Father. Can I meditate briefly with you upon those precious words? Where he came from. I came forth from the Father. The Father sent the Son into the world to be the Savior of the world. And then as he spoke on this occasion, standing before his audience, of those dear disciples in the upper room, I'm come into the world. Yes, well did the Apostle Paul write, for in 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 15, Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. But oh, the joy of knowing He not only came into the world and did the work that saves the sinner by going to the cross of Calvary and becoming our sacrifice, but he has left the world and he has gone back to the Father. My beloved Christian, do you ever stop to think? Do I ever stop to think as I should? Where he now is? He's not in the world. He is risen, and he has ascended back to his Father from whence he came to save your soul and to save mine. Ah, but let me repeat the words of the Savior when, following his blessed resurrection, he appeared unto Mary Magdalene in John chapter 20. You may know the circumstance well, that resurrection morn when Mary wept at the tomb, and to that sorrowful but a devoted heart, the Savior revealed himself in his resurrection glory and power. And then he gave her a commission. Go to my brethren, tell them that I ascend unto my Father and your Father, to my God and to your God. Beloved, may I repeat again, we cannot indeed delete from our study the blessed truth and the fact of his ascension. He went back to his Father, and he went back to the Father of all who believe on the Lord Jesus now. To my God and to your God, said he, as he gave the message and commission to Mary. Now shall we but close with that meditation of Acts chapter 1, which records the ascension in verses 9, 10, and 11? As thus the disciples, standing by as Jesus spoke to them on the last occasion when he was upon the earth, while they were beholding him, he was taken up, and the cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven, as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus which is taken up from you into heaven shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. Oh, may I connect together in our closing moments the blessed truth that the angels revealed in these statements they made to the disciples on that occasion. First, the fact that he was taken up into heaven, where he now is. Second, the fact that he is coming again. But, oh, beloved, may I say, our Lord is ascended. Do you and I fix our heart upon that risen, ascended Lord as we should? God grant that we will. Blessed Father, sanctify the truth to make us realize where the Lord Jesus is, and that our hearts may be there with him in simple trusting faith for his name's sake. Amen.